spouse here and the daughter decided to clip their toenails, and somehow or other she ended up nicking the paw, and it just didn't want to stop bleeding.
Yeah, ouch. Poor dog. No, I've got this wound on one of my fingers, and it's the wound is right between the fingers, not on top of the finger, not below the finger, right in between. So it's having a hard time mending up, curing. And at night, instead of putting a bandage on it, I thought, oh, I'll just leave it open, air out, whatever. That didn't work too well. So, yeah, it would be nice. No, peroxide works really well. And I think just about everyone's got peroxide sitting in their bathroom, right? So that was a good piece of advice from her.
Yeah, it's Delta Delta 7 stain remover. Actually, if you look it up, they have it at Walmart.
Okay, just made a note of it. Delta Delta 7 stain remover, and I just might pick some up. Now, is there any odors to that? Is there any smell? Like, I don't want smells in my bed kind of thing, you know?
I don't remember it. I think it's sort of a corrosive, if I'm not mistaken. If I remember correctly, that there's little grits in it, I guess. It's been so long since I've used it, but that's been the norm. And when you look it up, it's spelled on the box Delta India 7. But if you look up Delta Delta 7 stain remover, or actually, as soon as you put DD7, it'll come up stain remover.
Yeah, okay, I'll look up DIDI7 instead, to make Google search engine have an easier time. I don't want the thing to overwork itself, right? Yeah, I'll take a look at it. Otherwise, what's the weather like on your place?
It's minus 9 and overcast, no sunlight yet. But I was told we were supposed to get a fair bit of snow in the coming days, so maybe it's just a calm before the storm there. Henry, over.
Oh, different than ours over here. How about that? Negative 9. Yeah, that would really be cold for me over here. Well, I'm grateful that we're getting a warm up at least for one day, and then we're going to get we're going back down into the negatives, but not very low. So so far this winter has been pretty good.
Yeah, the other thing I was looking at this morning is I got one of these new heat pumps. It's called Kenhome heat pumps. And for the life of me, I can't seem to get the heat out of it. We lost the user manual for the remote, and I was just online there looking to get the instruction manual to try to get some heat out of that little whatever.
VE Forest and I.
I go ahead, VE4.
Your heat pump there is James from Winnipeg. Your heat pump's only good down to like minus 10 or minus 20, yeah? And it'll stop putting out any heat. It'll linearly or whatever slowly stop producing BTUs for you until it just stops altogether.
Yeah, that's odd, because we were told that it was good for up to minus 25. And I just figured maybe I'm not using the control correctly. There's nowhere on the control that it says heat. It shows snow flurries, and I think it shows for humidity, to remove the humidity, but there's nowhere. So you're saying that if you just have it on with the temperature, it won't kick in until it's 10 above or 10 below?
No, it's, I mean, it might be rated down to minus 25, but there's your heat exchange, or not your heat exchange, your condenser outside might be frozen too. So if there's a lot of water buildup or if the plug is not draining properly, that could be part of the problem. But yeah, they start to rapidly lose their efficiency in sub-zero temperatures. Some of them definitely are rated for our northern climate, but they stop like producing nice, comfortable, warm heat or room temperature heat the colder it gets.
Yeah, thank you for that. I have the unit pretty much totally covered. It's a well-ventilated area, so I can't see the weather have an effect, but maybe you're saying if the drain line is plugged, I should probably see that outside if it's dripping or not, or would I see a piece of ice at the end of the tube?
Yeah, when you said heat pump, I assume it's not like a geothermal heat pump, and it's like a mini split or some other type of very high efficiency electric heater or cooler. And if that's the case, there should be like an outdoor condensing unit somewhere, same one that it uses for its air conditioning in the summer. It'll switch the valves around and use it for heating in the summer or heating in the winter.
Yeah, well, it's a brand new unit, 18,000 BTUs, I guess, so if that makes any sense. And it did work well. We used it last week for a little bit. We've been just avoided trying to use it if we didn't have to. Okay, well, maybe I should. Yeah, there's a big condensing unit outside, and we've got a mini split there and on the north side of the house there. Okay, I just have to have patience, I guess, and I'm trying to find the user manual for this thing, but it's like trying to, I don't know, it must be made in Japan, I guess, over.
Yeah, no problem. I'm about to jump out of the car here, so I'll 73 with you guys, and the last bit of parting wisdom I have is the outdoor unit might not be able to defrost. Maybe there's an obstruction causing it not to be able to defrost, or could be an issue with the heating core. I know some of them will actually heat up the outdoor unit in really cold temperatures to allow the coil to defrost, but if there's no place for the moisture to go, it'll just keep accumulating on the fins. Anyways, VE4SNI is 73.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for your info there and insights. We appreciate that. Back to you there, Henry. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for that, James. I'm not sure I got your call sign correct. VE4S, Sierra November India. I'll check that out later. Yeah, it sounds like good advice, Emil. Just go out there and take a look, see if there's something that just doesn't seem right. And he made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I should be able to get a visual of any ice on any of the fins or something. Okay, I'm going to go outside and take a peekaboo. Yeah, I'll connect with you a little later there, Henry, and see what I find out. 7-3 for now, 1 echo of a pop portable. Let's see if I can find my shoes around here.
Don't forget a nice warm jacket and maybe gloves. VE1EPVA3HOY. I'll be listening.